That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a really good one. You're welcome.
Welcome to podcast 10. 10? Oh, we are double digits.
I missed so many.
Are we sure? I think this is 9.
Mm-mm. 9 was last week. 9 was you and me.
I'm calling bullshit. I'm going to Google it.
You can Google it all you want.
I actually have you guys on my iPhone under podcasts. Us, not you guys. Us. I have us.
Us? Like, what do you mean us? What is us? Like,
like the fishbowl, goddammit.
It's on my podcast.
Oh, I get it. I thought you were saying, like, in your contacts list, you had a group that was titled Us Podcast.
No, there's a podcast app, and look, it's the fishbowl.
Yeah, I got us, too.
Right now, it's only episode 6. Maybe I have to update it?
Probably. Here, I have the most updated list.
And while Joey looks that up, did you guys hear that there's going to be a meteor passing past Earth today?
Is it really?
Well, that's March 5th, for everyone who hears this, whenever that is. Probably
today tomorrow. Is March 4th, so
yeah, so tomorrow when you hear this, oh wait,
this is episode 10. Ben is right.
I'm always right.
We're double digits. Go us.
Woo!
Going up in the world.
10th this is the longest streak of our lifetime now.
Well, yeah, this is the most consistent we've ever been about anything in our lives.
Yeah,
except really masturbating
and showing up to work on time.
I don't know, 10 days showing up to work on time, that's kind of a long time.
That's a lot
for you guys, maybe.
Yeah, so you haven't been here in a while.
I haven't.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Welcome back.
Thank you. You get to see the new mics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really pretty.
Yeah, like podcast number 9 was just a long circle jerk about mics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, speaking of circle jerks, you just want to rub your dick all over this, don't you?
I do.
No, so that's pretty. Not what we want to do at all here.
That's how he's looking at it. He's looking at it like, he's like, he's either going to eat it or have sex with it.
Why can't he make out with it? Why can't he just stop at making out? Why has it got to lead to sex?
What? Joey, everything leads to sex. Everything leads to sex.
It's the whole reason we're making the podcast, right? Just to get laid?
That's uh-huh.
Right. That's the whole purpose.
I'm going to get laid anyway.
Yeah.
Poor Joy.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
So I have one item on the podcast, or on my topic list.
What's your item?
Twitch Plays Pokemon beat the Elite Four.
I heard. Immediately after we finish podcast number 9.
Probably 45 minutes after we finish the podcast.
I get a text message from Joey. It's like, they just beat the Elite Four and the champion.
And now they're playing Pokemon Crystal, which is second gen.
So they got it under control. Everybody's working together now?
Yeah, not really.
Because I watched Twitch Plays Crystal last night, and oh my god, it's
the infinite monkey theory, where you put a million or an infinite number of monkeys on an infinite number of typewriters, eventually they'll type out Shakespeare. So you put 80,000 people playing Pokemon, eventually they'll beat the Elite Four.
They're going to type out Shakespeare. They're going to type out the letters
of Shakespeare's complete
Shakespeare.
Words. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Eventually it's going to make Shakespeare.
Right. But
never in a million years.
Well, an infinite amount of time at some point.
Yeah, no.
But I guess they revamped the system to where it's set to democracy every hour, and you can vote to go anarchy or democracy. Within 30 seconds, it was already in anarchy.
Yeah.
Like, when I turned it on,
it's like a safety in case, like, you're stuck in a place forever, like those puzzle places. Like, do you remember the Pokemon gym where you had to, like, solve the ice puzzle and you couldn't, like, go back over the same... Mm-hmm. Like that one, you'll know it'll stay in democracy, because that'll get frustrating.
Because after 2 days in the same fucking place, they'll eventually be like, all right, you know what? This is annoying. But they're doing pretty well. I guess they've gotten to 4 gyms.
Well, man, that's better than I am.
In 2 days. Joey's had Pokemon X and Y for months.
Well, they have, what, a million people?
I think it's like 90,000 was 90, the most.
Thousands of people playing. You have one person playing.
They've kind of gone down to, I think, like 40,000 is where they're sticking around, though.
Oh, man. That's fun.
Yeah. So how was your guys' day so far?
We just woke up.
Yeah, we just woke up. We were supposed to go to the gym this morning, and we didn't.
Oh, I've been up for like 5 hours.
I took my mom to work and then went back to sleep.
Yeah, you're a fucking faggot. Because you were like, hey, wake up. Or I was like, hey, you want to go to the gym tomorrow? And you're like, yeah, I got to wake up early to take mom to Ford. And I was like, all right, cool. And then you got home and went back to sleep. I woke up at 12:30. I'm like, Ben, really? Really,
look,
Ben?
Look, I had practice last night, and it sucked.
Speaking of practice, I keep having dreams that I'm on the team again. Like, I went back to the team.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you do that?
I would never do that.
Why not?
No.
But it's fun.
No, not really.
The only fun thing about it is going out of city, out of state to competitions.
Well,
and we can do that anyway.
Yeah. I can do that.
We're adults. We have cars.
I mean, not really. Like, we could. We just have to get like 4 or 5 people to chip in for a hotel for the
welcome back, Sai.
Hey, I missed you guys.
We kind of missed you.
Oh, thanks.
I mean,
I missed you. It's been a lot less editing for me, but you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. We forgive you.
No, you don't.
No, we don't.
Right.
I hate you guys so much.
So we have no... Oh, I got a new phone. That's what I got.
You did. Yeah? Finally got your LG G2.
I got a G2. It actually only took like 3 days to get here. It was really exciting.
Cool.
But I like it.
I'm thinking about trading this fucker in.
What's that?
My Galaxy S4.
Oh, you have an S4? What would you trade it in for?
I kind of want to get a Windows phone.
When just because of Cortana?
When they release the
A4. No, don't do it. You're stupid. You'll regret that decision immediately.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't. Besides, you can't get Spartan Assault on Android phones. You can get it on Windows phones, though.
Okay, and?
I really want to play Spartan Assault because I don't have an Xbox One yet.
You would be better off getting a cheap-ass Windows phone specifically for playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's available on the 360 now, too.
Booyah!
It is.
Yeah. So don't waste your money on a Windows
phone. Why you guys gotta ruin my shit?
Because Windows phone sucks. I'm just trying to help you out.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Windows phone do suck.
Yeah, Windows phone suck. Okay. That's 2-1. We win.
Fuck you guys.
Speaking of, don't they have probably Windows 8 on the phone?
Yeah.
That's probably horrible.
It is.
Absolutely terrible.
Joey, have you had a Windows phone?
I've used a Windows phone, and they're terrible.
Yeah,
I've supported a Windows phone, and they're terrible.
I thought about switching from Apple to Windows, like when I was going to switch phones, and I looked at a Windows phone, and I was like, no.
See,
no, it's not
gonna
happen.
You're too simple to use a Windows phone, though.
No, I'm not too simple.
You're too
Windows
simple to
sucks.
Use an
like, I could have used an Android. I had an Android before I had an iPhone. I like the simplicity of an iPhone. I don't need...
Again, you are simple.
No, I don't
need...
Not
as an insult, but you just like simple things.
Yeah, but I don't need... It's a needing thing. I don't need all that stuff. What am I going to do? Program shit on my phone? No.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. I don't do any programming.
Okay, I was hoping you guys would keep talking without stopping, but okay, I'm back.
I'm wondering what the hell you're doing.
I'm moving the microphone because it records. You see the little like circular shape on the front there?
Yeah.
No. That's the pattern which records sound. So I was afraid you guys were too far behind it.
So why don't you move it back a little bit more? Or we could edit all this out.
No, because you're there. Good. No. It's all... We're good. Don't even worry about it. We're fine.
We can skid over a little bit.
Here, maybe I should like rotate mine.
No.
You know, we're learning here. This is a learning experience.
This is a learning experience. This is the learning podcast. Last one was the testing podcast.
Now
this
we're
is the learning.
And then next week we'll have a new mic and have to learn all over again.
Yay!
All right, I'm going to move this.
All right, Sai, what are you doing now?
Just hang on. I'm going to move it up. How do I...
No, just fucking leave
it. Fuck it.
All right.
Okay,
I'm going to aim it up more so it's like...
We are all situated.
Vertical.
Back to untangential parts of the podcast.
Right. I don't need all that. I don't need to program shit on my phone because I don't do programming.
You can't program
on
the phone.
The only thing I can do with a Windows phone is break it when I get mad at a video game.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Well, that's what I would do with a Windows phone because it sucks.
Eh.
Like you wouldn't do that with your iPhone?
I haven't.
Like you haven't
have
done that with your iPhone?
Yet.
Otterbox.
I'm calling back.
I haven't yet. No, it's the same phone.
And you don't even have a case on it.
Yeah, I know,
that's
right?
Crazy.
That's... Exciting.
Unsanitary? Not unsanitary. Unsafe.
For the amount of shit you throw and break, to not have a case on your iPhone is completely irresponsible for you.
I'm very, very careful with it because I don't have a case on it. I want them to start making, like, metal Xbox controllers.
That would be a good idea. I think we've talked about this before.
I can throw it. It won't break. Come on.
But everything that it touches will break.
I don't care. As long as my controller doesn't break.
Or your TV.
Or
your
my,
Xbox.
Or my Xbox, yeah.
Or the TV stand that the Xbox
they
is on.
They should make metal TVs.
Can we, can we put, like, a plexiglass case around, like, the TV and the Xbox so you don't break the...
That's not a bad idea, actually.
You should just put me in a plexiglass box with little holes where the wires go out so I can't break anything.
That's also a good idea.
Yeah.
It'd be funny, though.
And air holes. Air holes would be nice to breathe.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about those. I don't know if we have those in the budget. Those we might need to...
Oh, use a drill. Come on.
I don't know if we have the budget for a drill, and the electricity you would need for the drill to drill the holes, you know.
Adding on to the Xbox and TV electricity, you know, I understand.
Yeah, no, we run a tight budget here.
Okay.
You know, it's important that we...
Seeing that the tight budget comes from the three of us.
Doesn't matter.
I'm all paying for my oxygen.
All money that goes towards your oxygen actually goes back towards the...
Think about it real quick.
The think box.
The think box, which we will need to think about where that money goes. Fuck you. I win.
Think tank. That's what they're called, not think boxes.
Yeah, well, we're redefining that. And instead of having a think tank, we're having a think box.
I like it. Can we have a think triangle?
I don't know if that's in the budget.
You know?
What about a think cube?
That's way out of the
budget. Have you guys ever seen that movie, Cube and Cube Zero and Hypercube?
No.
It's
sounds like a video game.
No, it's like this. Well, it's kind of video game-ish, but it's this horror psychological thriller where this group of people you don't know kidnap this other group of people and then put them in this box, which is essentially a whole bunch of cubed rooms all in different organ or like patterns and stuff, and each one has a different trap that can kill people. And so they have to find their way out of the box by solving the puzzles to avoid the death traps.
That's kind of like some Saw bullshit.
Yeah, it's like Saw before Saw, because I'm pretty sure the original movie was older than Saw. But yeah, pretty crazy. And then they had a second one, which was a hypercube, and then they got into weird dimensional shit, and it kind of got weird.
I kind of want to watch it.
You should.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's on Netflix.
That sounds like that one dumb movie. Watch it tonight. Well, like Sharknado.
It's nothing like Sharknado. I mean, it was like pretty good. The acting wasn't very great or anything, but the idea was really cool. I liked it.
I like the mysteries, the puzzles that they have to solve.
Yeah,
if the acting is bad, I can deal with it. I like to see how the puzzles.
Yeah, I mean, they're not like super complicated. Well, no, they are kind of complicated puzzles. I don't know.
You should figure it out. Is that what you're trying to say, Joey?
Oh, no,
your super brain can figure it out.
No, I'd probably end up dead in the first like 10 minutes.
Button!
Blah! Pretty much how that worked. Yeah, and some of it, there wasn't really a puzzle to solve. It was, all right, well, you get to try it first. And if you die, we'll go in that room instead.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Find your first.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Missed you guys, man.
Just like the Let's Play. See? You try that first.
Let Joey go first. Hey, he fell right there. All right, jump over that.
Nope, Ben fell there. He's dead. Yeah. Oh, Ben fell again. That's how it goes. Ben died.
Yeah. Ben's dead a lot.
Ben dies every...
So even with these like unsensitive mics that keep us from having to hang up the blankets, we still pick up that.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's annoying. I was just thinking about that too. I was like, I wonder if it picked that up.
It did. And it also picks up the dog still, when the dog barks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, fuck the dog.
Right? Oh, it's an annoying dog. My sister's back in town.
That's good.
Kind of.
Not really at all. Nah. She doesn't do any...
No, the house is all... She's been home for less than 24 hours. The house has been clean all week, and it's already messy.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's your sister, bro.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so what about a new place? Can we talk about that on the podcast?
See, I tried to bring it up last week, and it's like, no, I don't want to talk about it.
No, Ben doesn't want to talk about it.
It's not that fucking interesting.
I think it's interesting. You talk about it.
All right, well... At first, we were looking for a 3-bedroom apartment. Me and Ben were going to split it with another 3rd roommate. Well, we can't find a 3rd roommate, which sucks. So I took the liberty in deciding to make it a 2-bedroom.
he made the executive decision. Mm-hmm. That's my phrase. Executive. I get put on the spot on the podcast, and I can't remember my words I use.
So we should do a 2-bedroom. I didn't talk to you about it yet, but I'm talking to you about it now. I want to do a 2-bedroom.
All right.
Joey can be...
Couch bitch.
Couch boy. Couch boy. You're not a girl.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
I would not demeanor you.
I was totally expecting the demeaning title. I will happily take couch boy.
There you go. No, couch boy.
That'd be exciting. And then we can like all live in the same place for recording podcasts and Let's Plays.
Yes.
And just 48 hours a day recording Let's Plays.
That's ridiculous.
We will be evicted.
48 hours a day.
So fast.
Well, there's two of us, so I'm thinking, exactly.
It worked out.
Mathematically, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's exciting for me.
Yeah, wait, when are you guys
I'm ready.
Planning?
I have money. We were planning to be kicked out of our mom's house. Not move out. Kicked out midway through March because she has family coming to town. And they said they were going to all stay in the house. And that was a big problem because me and Ben are still living there.
Right.
So, I mean, we've only been living there since like a month ago, 2 months ago.
Yeah, you guys haven't been there all that long.
Our plan was to move out in March. So,
it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. But now my mom's like, you guys don't have to move out. You guys can stay here for a little bit longer if you need to. They're going to go rent a hotel.
Okay.
And all of them are going
to
stay
in a hotel. Our mom went from kicking us out to wanting us to stay basically overnight.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, okay. Well, that's good, I guess.
Because we cook and we do things around the house that normally don't
happen. I think it was that meal I cooked.
Yeah, chicken, it's all that meth you guys have been cooking. Whoa. It's been great for the family income.
We do not cook meth. We make that perfectly clear. This is not Breaking Bad. I am not Jesse Pinkman. Bitch.
It's Breaking Ben.
Oh, Breaking Ben. That's another shirt. Breaking Ben.
Oh, it's Breaking
Benjamin. It's Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah,
that's kind of cheap. Never mind. Yeah, fuck it. Breaking Joey. Done.
We could do that.
Yeah, we could do that.
All
right. I mean, actually break you, not...
No, it's possible. We could actually do
that. So we went to our downtown Disney this last week, and me and Ben, and we made an awesome life. Yeah.
That wasn't downtown Disney. That was the boardwalk.
Disney boardwalk, which was like right by downtown
City Walk.
Boardwalk.
City Walk is the Universal Studios one, and Boardwalk is the Disney one.
Okay.
And so anyway, I've always heard that when you're in Disney, you'll never be more than 40 steps away from a trash can. And so we went and we tested it, and between two trash cans was 80 steps. So anywhere in the middle, you are no more than 40 steps away from the other trash can. Yeah, it was exactly 80 steps.
Damn.
I didn't think it was going to happen. It was awesome.
That's pretty impressive. Was it like every trash can like that?
Yeah. And that was on the boardwalk, and that was exactly 80 steps. But when I went to actual Downtown Disney with a couple people from the team, it was like every 3 feet. I'm like, there's a trash can.
Yeah.
I could seriously sit on this trash can and put my feet on that trash can.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, they like to be sanitized.
I was going to say, it makes sense. You never see trash on the floor at Disney, probably because...
Well,
nobody just throws it on the ground. It's like, I don't want to walk to that trash can. But if the trash can's right there, you know, you'll put it in. For the most part.
Yeah.
So I like to put things in things. Back and forth in repetitive motions.
Good Jesus.
Good Jesus.
I haven't been to Downtown Disney in a while. I had the opportunity to go this weekend, but I didn't.
Yeah. Well, we went to the boardwalk, which is...
Too many bad memories. Just kidding. I have no bad memories.
I was going to say, it wasn't that eventful of a weekend. It wasn't... Yeah.
I got an eventful week planned out ahead of me.
Yeah,
This weekend.
What you doing?
There's a party on the beach.
You getting cool. Somewhere with that?
Yeah, say your name. I'm like, I don't want to say the name.
No,
we can say names.
Is it a person? A beach?
Yeah, it's Joanna.
Oh, yeah.
You can say her name. She's probably going to be on the podcast one of these days.
Okay, good. All right. But yeah, she's...
Oh, good. I'm glad you took that so... I was like, oh, Sai's going to hate that.
No.
I'm glad you took that so great that she's going to be on the podcast.
As long as it's not... What do you have John her is saved
one of my
as?
Good friends. I don't know what.
What do you have her saved as in your phone?
Who?
The person who must not be named.
Demon Slut.
Wow. I can only infer what that name is talking about.
She has a picture ID as the devil. So when she calls, I know it's her. Just to make sure I didn't know by the name. I'm like, who is this? Oh, it's the devil. Oh, I know who this is.
That reminds me of a scene from Grandma's Boy.
Never seen that movie.
I've seen it, but it was so long ago.
When
I remember them getting kicked out, that's about it. And then playing video games.
We got kicked out of a movie theater once.
We did, because I did a backflip.
We both did.
Yeah.
Did you guys really?
Yeah, I think you were with us.
No, he wasn't.
No, I would have remembered that.
I'm pretty sure you were with us.
I remember people doing backflips in obscene places. Ben did a backflip at a place called Hip Hop Soda Shop.
I did. While playing Guitar Hero.
While playing Guitar Hero.
Or not the... we did talk about that, the backflip at Guitar Hero.
Did
and you got free stuff for it.
We got a free hour of VIP.
Yeah, that's
time.
Right. Nick was there. I remember that. Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Oh.
But yeah, anyway, we did a backflip at a movie. I don't even remember what movie it was, and we got kicked out.
It was years and years and years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it was like the first year I knew you guys.
Was it like in the lobby or was it in the
theater? It was in the lobby. We had bought our tickets, but our movie hadn't started yet, so we were kind of waiting in the lobby. We might have been waiting for you, maybe, or something. I don't know.
And we were talking to some girls who were cheerleaders, or said they were.
I think, my school.
Maybe.
I think I knew them from school.
Oh my god. And then do you guys want to hear a really old story about me and Ben? Oh
sure, god. Go for it.
Me, Ben, and a couple other people are going through the mall, right? This is years ago. Ben had just learned a standing fool, and he hit him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the mall, and we were just doing random flips off things, like parkour flips, where you like step off like a ledge and do a backflip.
Mm-hmm.
And some girl came up and was like, said some shit like, oh, if you really want to do a backflip, and like tried to correct us like cheerleading-wise. And Ben was like, what, bitch? Took off his, like, I think he had a backpack on or something. Took off something, put on the ground, threw a standing fool. He's like, when you get a standing fool, come talk to me, bitch. And then turned around, everybody's like, oh!
Damn.
It was
Ben
great.
Was an asshole. That was great. That was pretty beautiful.
Huge asshole.
Oh, but, man, you would have gotten a high five.
It just really made me mad. It's like, you don't even know who I am.
I'm trying to correct my tumbling.
Yeah, I know.
It was a great time.
Yeah, good times, good times.
Anyway, so about my week now. This weekend, we're going to the beach. But I have to work Friday night, so I can't go Friday morning. I'm literally only going Saturday morning until Saturday night because I have to come back Saturday night.
Well, hold on. What happened to the podcast being on Saturday?
Well, yeah, no, after
Saturday
we're doing the podcast.
Oh, Saturday night.
No, after the podcast, I'm going to the beach.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing the podcast at like 11.
Okay, got you. I get it now.
And this is on Saturday, right?
This is on Saturday.
Yeah.
So and then I'm going to the beach, but I can't stay overnight at the beach because I have to work early Sunday morning.
And what I meant to say is that I too will be at the beach at this party. That was my plans for Saturday.
Was it?
Yep.
You look really unsure, man.
Nope, that was definitely my plans. Nope. I've been planning on going to the beach with you guys for weeks now.
Oh, okay.
No, I'll be home enjoying myself.
I just heard about it like the beginning of the week.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, so after the beach, I'm going to work, obviously, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm getting dragged to Panama City.
Dragged?
Yeah.
Dragged.
So if any of our awesome...
Dragged enough to ask to change the podcast day.
Yes. I mean, it's... I've never been to Panama City, so I really want to go.
What's so special about Panama City?
I don't know, but I want to go.
There's a Luke Bryan concert that he's
been to. Is it a Luke Bryan concert?
I think so.
Please don't be a Luke Bryan concert.
You could do an awesome life about how much you hate country music.
Really? Yeah. I will.
I'm still confused, though.
I will throw myself off of a balcony for an awesome life.
well, don't do that.
It'll be the first floor balcony, guys. Don't worry.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm still confused why you're going to Panama City, though. To see a country concert you don't want to see.
It's because I've never been to Panama City. And Dan and Joanna are a really good time. I love going out with them. Like, every time I go out, like, to a bar or something, it's with those two, and we always have a fucking fantabulous time.
Fantabulous.
I always wake up, like, in a place I don't expect to wake up. That's how you know it's a good time.
Like, I don't remember it. I knew I had a good time. I
remember going to Joanna's. I remember drinking. And I woke up on her patio.
Of
without
her
any
house.
Clothes. In her old house. No, I've never woken up without any clothes. That's a relief. But I did wake up on our couch.
You don't
and, like, my pants were on, but my shorts were, like, pulled down my pants. You know what I mean? Like, my boxers got all tangled when I was sleeping. But my pants were buttoned and belted and zipped up, so I know nobody was, like, in my pants.
Or they just were really bad at
putting
your
back
pants.
Together.
Or putting you back together.
Fuck your shorts, buddy. Here you go. Here's your pants. No, I don't think that happened. But I did wake up with an extreme hangover. Oh, another thing we could talk about is Blowfish.
Blowfish.
I'm coming up with ideas left
Man,
and right.
This has been the side podcast.
I know. Fuck you guys.
He's been storing this for the last 3 fucking weeks.
That's true. So I hasn't been here for a while, so he's got all sorts of fun stories to tell.
I didn't do this on purpose. I didn't plan my talking to go in this eventful order to where everything's at.
No, this is perfect. But this it's is good. Great. You keep going.
Blowfish. We learned about it on, can I say the name? The YouTube channel?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Tipsy Bartender.
Go check
them out.
It's fucking hilarious.
They are amazing. They make random shots, and then they make the girls try them, and they look really good. We want to try a couple.
It's not always shots.
It's drinks sometimes, but shots, drinks, whatever. Gotcha. But on one episode, on one episode, they're testing out a product called Blowfish, which is a hangover medicine. Okay. Never heard of this before. Apparently, it's been out for years. What they did is they were like, oh, in order to try this tablet is a medicine.
In order to test a hangover cure, we first have to be hungover.
Thank you, Ben.
Gotcha.
And so this video of them just drinking, getting hammered, you could tell they're fucked up. So the next morning, he wakes her up with, I think, an air horn.
A rape whistle
in her ear at like 7 in the morning.
God, that sounds miserable even if you were sober.
Yes. And she wakes up hungover, and they try it, and then 10 minutes later, she's up and at him. She's like, yes, Ben, you tried it. Did it work for you?
Fuck no.
No, it did not work for me.
Well, because when I took it Friday morning, I was still drunk.
That's true.
And I think you have to be hungover when you take it.
I don't know, because he woke her up at 7 in the morning, and you know bars don't close until 3. So she only got 4 hours of sleep. You know she was still drunk when she woke up.
I was still fucked up until about 2 o'clock the next day.
Wow.
Okay.
Like,
But I took it. Yeah, I woke up drunk, too. I woke up drunk, and I started getting a hangover, like my head was hurting, and I was like, I need to get this Blowfish stuff. Found out it's at CVS. That's the only place that carries it, unless you buy it offline.
And it is expensive.
It's expensive. It's like $11 for like
six doses.
Yeah,
that works out to be less than $1. No, sure, less than $2 per thing.
No, it's still expensive.
Oh, okay. Well, then you deal with your hangover all day, so you can save $2.
I could buy a pack of Excedrin for $1 for that day.
What, does that work then?
Excedrin? Yeah, I usually take.
Why
don't
you just take Excedrin?
Well, because I wanted to try the Blowfish. Apparently, it's like, you know when you get hungover, like, your stomach hurts, you can't, if you smell alcohol, you will throw up.
Not really, but okay.
Okay.
Well, I know that feeling. Yes, I do know that.
You have to eat something greasy, like, you feel like you're just sick in your stomach, and you have a hangover, like, you just have a hangover.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Apparently, Blowfish is supposed to cure the stomach.
No, is there any relation to the fish Blowfish?
What? Or, no.
Okay, so it's just a different name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you know, but Blowfish is one of those things that if the person who makes it cuts it incorrectly, you get poisoned and die.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you get food poisoning and get really sick. It's, you get poisoned and die.
Wow.
I forget what it is, but it can intoxicate I think it's a bladder.
I don't remember.
That can intoxicate you, but if it's cut wrong, it'll kill you.
Yeah, so if the chef doesn't cut the Blowfish correctly, it can kill you. So Blowfish is super expensive to eat because it's like...
Because it'll kill you.
Yeah.
And if you eat too much of it, it'll kill you.
What the why do people eat it then?
Because it gets you high.
No, it doesn't. What the fuck are you talking about? No, it doesn't.
Blowfish.
It's fish.
I'm gonna Google this shit.
Ben's wrong. Don't listen to him.
I'm not going to. Ben's usually wrong about everything. I read it on the internet. It's gotta be true.
No, I saw it on Discovery Channel. Or no, it's 1,000 Ways to Die.
Stand by for Titanfall.
Stand by for Titanfall. Stand Did you see that on my search history?
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about Titanfall? We haven't talked about Titanfall yet.
Can we?
Yeah.
I don't have no idea about it. Well, I watched a live gaming play like
a, let's
a
play?
Year ago. It wasn't a let's play. It was like a year ago.
It was a year ago. The beta just finished like a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it comes out this week, March 11th?
A couple days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So I think it's like 8 days from today.
Or wait, something. No. Yeah. No, that's not a couple days. I'm thinking today's like March 8th.
No, today's March 4th. I don't know. Anyway, way to date the podcast.
I know, right? Oh, shit.
No, that's okay. It's okay.
But
yeah, so I'm probably going to get it for the PC and then
I've already pre-ordered Thief and I still haven't picked it up yet. I really want to get it. It looks really good.
What's Thief? I haven't.
You haven't heard about Thief? It's like Assassin's Creed goes Oblivion or like Elder Scrolls style.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, that sounds cool. Yeah, no, I was watching the previews at GameStop and I was like,
is it a like Xbox One title that's also 360?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. Because I
next year
pre-ordered it for 360. I'll never get rid of my 360.
You're never getting rid of your 360?
No, because I looked at a newer 360s, and the hard drive is built in.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, and how fucking stupid is that? Because I have a legit hard drive.
Well, if you get the previous Xbox Slim, so not the one that's out now, I don't know about that one, you can replace the hard drive in that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the newer ones, the Slims, I know the hard drive's built in. That really...
Or the Slim? I don't know.
I don't know. The newer ones, because I was actually at a pawn shop. Yeah. I saw the black ones and I was like, oh dang, this bitch is nice. And I was looking at it and I'm like, wait, where's the hard drive go? And Ben was like, hard drive's built in. I was like, that doesn't do me any good because I have a hard drive with all
my
information
on it. I'm pretty sure with the last update you can actually plug in an external hard drive.
Yeah, but my hard drive, like the Xbox hard drive, a big ass hard drive.
Right.
How am I supposed to do that?
Yeah, I guess you can't.
You can't.
No.
That's very sad because I have so much shit on there. I would literally have to spend so many hours transferring all that shit to multiple USBs.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like
thumb drives. No, it's not. I'm not going to trade it in until that bitch get red rings. Knock on wood.
Yeah, well, even when it red rings, you can still take the hard drive off and put it on a new one.
That's true. That's true. But I don't have to buy it in an old one, yeah.
Yeah. Or you could use mine, because I don't... Not that I would give it to you, but you know what I mean.
I would just bring my hard drive here.
Right, exactly. You can transfer stuff. Oh, yeah. So, I'm glad we have a backup plan.
Yeah.
So Ben is deep in research, which leads me to believe he's not finding anything.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing. It's very unorganized, but I'm finding things. Because it's just like there's like some fucking frog there, you lick its butt and you get high from that.
Yes, that is true. There's a frog.
But it's the same kind of poison that's in a blowfish.
So if you eat the poison part, you get high and die. But if you don't eat the poison part, then it's just really good fish. Or, you know, it's like caviar. Nobody actually likes it, but because it costs lots of money, people enjoy to eat it because
I'm rich. Bitch, I paid $100 for this. I'm going to eat all of it.
Exactly.
See, I hear caviar tastes really good, but I've never tried it, nor will I ever want to.
I've had caviar before. It's not bad.
What does it taste like?
Fish eggs.
Like roe?
Pretty much.
Speaking of different, but oh, fuck. I wish I didn't have to work after this.
When you're thinking about going to Koizzi?
Yeah.
I am so down for some of Koizzi.
We do it tomorrow?
No, I'm doing today. Fuck you.
We can do it Saturday after the podcast before the beach that you guys go to and then I go home.
Bro. Koizzi is a complete opposite direction of the beach.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's Koizzi.
That's true. That's very true.
Well, good. I'm glad we're all on the same page like that.
Yeah.
You know, this is the earliest podcast we have ever recorded, ever, in the history of Awesome Frosted. Awesome.
Actually.
History of Frosted Awesome, which is Frosted Gaming and Awesomeware put together.
Yeah.
Oof. If you technically consider hours being early, we've recorded podcasts at 1 o'clock in the morning, so...
We did, I like as
no nope.
as from after you wake up, the closest to the time you woke up.
All right, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah. It'd be, yeah, it's different. It's like sunlight out.
I know. It's really weird.
Except for that one let's play where we recorded so late that the sun had actually risen.
We could even turn this light off right now
and still be okay.
And still be, it would be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of let's plays, can we do a let's play after this?
Yeah, let me make sure. I don't know if I'm going somewhere after this, but if I'm not, then yes.
I'm supposed to be, but I can move it forward.
Okay. Cool. Cool.
I would love to do a Let's Play. I haven't done anything with you guys in weeks. It's been so long.
Yeah, we haven't really done any Let's Plays because we were waiting on these mics. But that computer last time we did the Let's Plays, I think we talked about it in the podcast before it got kind of corrupted. All right, Benjamin, you have to get off your phone. You get sucked in. I
can't fucking find this.
Then you can look it up and you can defend yourself next week.
We've already moved on to different topics, man. Nobody gives a fuck about the
Warfish. I'm not really contributing much today anyway.
Yeah, because you're reading your phone the whole time. Anyway, so...
This is why we put phones away.
All right, you know what? Fuck it.
Oh my god, don't do that.
Ben just threw his phone across the floor, but it landed in the 70-foot extension cable we have to reach the extra 3 feet. Okay, back to what I was starting to say.
So the extra 67 feet is completely wasted.
Yes. Well, it worked as a padding for Ben's phone.
It did. I think he planned that, because I don't think he would have threw his phone on concrete.
I really didn't give a fuck at that point.
He planned.
Put that right there on something soft.
Not like Sai being the responsible with technology. That's unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my phone has taken a beating, so I'm convinced that it's
indestructible. Well, my phone's only lasted a day, so that's good so far. Anyway, so what I was saying is, the last time we recorded the Let's Plays on this piece of shit computer, it was really low on frame rate and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was just completely unwatchable, so I had to, unfortunately, trash them as good as they were.
Wow.
But I got us a new computer.
Okay.
But I still have to I still have to install Windows on it and install the capture card. But we'll give this one another go and see if it works, and if it doesn't, we just play video games.
Has it been the same one?
Yeah, it's the same computer.
That we've been using?
Yes.
Didn't the first one come out pretty
good? Yeah, and I don't know why the difference was there, but it was.
Did you delete it off the computer? Like, maybe it's running out of room and it's going really slow?
No, we've got plenty of space on the computer. Fuck. Yeah, no, I've already looked at everything. I knew you were
going to say that. It's got like 7 terabytes. You got plenty of room.
Yeah. I don't think it has
7 terabytes.
No, it doesn't, but we have another computer that hopefully will better handle it, but I don't know if it has a PCI Express port, so we'll see.
Eh.
We'll figure something out. I'm not too concerned.
Well, if it... I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
Yeah, that happens to me whenever I start talking about computers. I go somewhere and then everybody else is just like, what the... I don't...
No, I just... I found a connector in my room and it, like, plugs into a Mac and it goes into, like, a computer monitor plug.
Is that mine?
I don't know. It's in a gray sleeve.
Don't use that! No! Oh, my God!
Oh, no, that one. I remember when Ben bought that.
Yeah.
What happened? Like, forever ago. Why aren't we using it?
Why aren't I using it?
Yeah, you said don't use it.
Yeah, because I'm putting it all back in the box and trading it back into Walmart where I bought the computer to get an Xbox One.
That's the piece of shit computer.
Oh, not your Mac. Your
no, my Acer, yeah.
Right, and the Acer, I found out, Acer actually uses the same cable as the Macs.
Yeah, it looked like one. I was like, oh, sweet.
That's okay. It's only like $10, so yeah. Don't miss out too bad on it. The big thing's the laptop.
Amazon Prime.
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
actually, my work.
We should really get sponsored by Amazon Prime because we talk about this so much.
You know how much shit I bought? I got all of this shit, all of our microphone shit came in through Amazon Prime. I bought a printer.
Except the mixer we waited on.
It's, well, yeah, but it did still come through Amazon, so that's something.
It's still Amazon.
Yeah. But my phone didn't come through Amazon. My phone case came through Amazon. Whenever I buy things for clients, like, I just, some guy needed a new printer, so I bought a new printer, came through Amazon Prime. Like, yeah, I can have it delivered tomorrow. He's like, really? How can you do that? I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. I got it.
I'm awesome. Fuck off. I got shit to do.
Yeah, exactly. I got shit to do. I can't be bothered waiting for printers. I got to deal with Amazon. They bring it to my doorstep.
I literally have to aim my head down so I could see you between my bar and
your
bar.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping when we have
and when I lean back, I can't see eye contact. And I'm like,
yeah, it goes right between your eyes.
It's kind of shitty.
When we get that extra mic, we'll better adjust so we can still see each other.
Yeah.
We can be lovely friends.
So we should have... I get paid Friday. Can you overnight it through Prime, or is it 2 day?
Well, if you can guarantee me you'll have the money, I can just get it.
I'll guarantee you I get paid Friday.
Yeah, then if you promise me you'll give me the $35, and then you can say you can promise me you'll give me the $35, I'll just go ahead and...
Can you get him the $35? I'll pay your $35.
I get paid every single day, so yes, I can get you your
$35. All right, so I will order them after this podcast.
Awesome.
We'll have new mics for Friday.
Saturday. God damn it, Joey. That's twice. You said Sunday the first time and then Friday now.
I'm just making up dates. So leave me alone. I have no idea what day of the week it is.
All right.
But yeah, so that'll give us... We have another XLR cable coming, which is 20 feet, and then I'll probably get a 15-footer for the other.
Okay.
And that'll, that should be...
Footer.
That'd be good.
Hey-o.
Could you imagine having a 15-foot long dick?
No. Hey, how long is it? I said that. Wait, what?
We
just made the dick. Oh my god.
That took like 45 minutes for us to get the dick.
We've only been in 45 minutes. I feel like we've been talking for like an hour.
I don't know.
What time is it?
I can't see. It's probably been like 12.
35. 35 minutes.
35 minutes the dick. Good timing.
Nowhere even close to 45 minutes.
So, but no, having a 15-foot dick would be totally painful.
What did I do? I had a measuring tape. And I was just pulling it out. You know how like you pull it out as long as you can without it snapping in the middle and falling over?
Not where I thought the story was going.
Okay, yep, you guys are gross. No, but I was pulling the measuring tape out slowly, trying to make it not break in the middle before it falls over. And I had it from sitting at my girlfriend's bed to her door, waiting for her to open her door from the bathroom. And it was about 6 or 7 feet. Like, it was fucking up there. I think it was at like 5 feet.
because it was 60-something inches, a little over 5 feet.
Okay.
So I had it, and it was, like, right at the door. And as soon as she opened the door, she was like, oh, like, it was in her face. And I was like, imagine, imagine. She was like, ouch. I'm like, yeah, no, but still. It'd be pretty cool. I'd fuck you with, like, the first 3 inches of my dick.
Maybe well, six. There's a video I saw once. I don't think I even want to bring it up, but now I've already said it. But
God.
There's this video, and it looks like a normal porno where this girl is just using a dildo. And then she starts pulling it out. And it's like 8 feet long. She just keeps going.
No way.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'm not going to link it for obvious reasons. Give me her number.
What?
What? I'm not going to link it for obvious reasons, but you can Google that shit.
That was a joke. Lewis, I love you.
All right. That's enough dick for one podcast. Yep. So moving on. I see you have Converse. Are those new?
Yes. I got Chucks.
Yeah, I like them. Yeah, they're a little dirty already. Red Chucks. I like them.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't like about them was the high ankle. You have to wear high ankle socks.
Or else they cut these shoes.
They rub the back of them. Like, you have to walk in them to break them in. You have to literally walk on your heels. That's like, on the tiptoe of your heels. Right. I guess it would be your tip heels.
Tip heels? Or just your heels?
No, it would be your tip heels. Because like these are your tip toes, and these are your tip heels.
Okay. All right. I guess. Gotcha.
I don't know. I just made that up. Hopefully, it'll trend.
Yeah, well, that's nice. I'm thinking about buying some Converse, just because
they're comfortable. They are. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I wear them to work now. And now that's why they're so fucking dirty. Dirty ass Chucks and a bad bitch lace up.
You should write a rap song.
That was MGK.
Oh. I love that. See, look. Like, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
I think Ben's all depressed about the pufferfish thing.
I know. He is. He's like,
I'm still tired. I have still not woken up yet. I literally woke up maybe 30 minutes before this podcast.
Awkward segue to modify or justify the edit that just happened.
Yep.
Sorry. Told you I'm not awake yet.
So on the plus side, I haven't had to edit Psy out yet. So yeah. That's great.
Hey-o.
That's a new record.
How long has it been? 30?
About 40 minutes.
37 minutes. About 40 minutes, yeah. 38 minutes.
Wow, it's only been 3 minutes since last time we did a time check? Right? Wow.
Alright, so moving on. Let's talk about what I'm going to do in Panama City. I want to do an awesome live by myself to show somebody something. Because we're all going
off the stage.
What?
Do a tuck off the stage.
I'll see. I'll see if I can do a tuck. I can see if I can over-rotate a tuck into a crowd surf.
That would be pretty amazingly scary. Right?
I understand how that would work at a rock concert.
Yeah.
That's true. I guess country people probably aren't into that shit.
Right, and I don't think you're going to get anywhere close to the stage.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
That's true.
Plus, I don't want to. I don't want to. It's a country. It's on the beach. It's a free concert on the beach. So,
oh, it's free? That's cool.
Yeah. That's why I'm going. Because I was like, if it cost me money to pay for a fucking ticket that I don't want to go to, I'm not gonna fucking go.
Yeah, no, it would be a waste.
But she was like, yeah, I know, we're all broke, so we're just going to buy a couple bottles and then party there. So, I was like, yeah.
But how's that work? How do they have a free concert? Like, what's the benefit to him doing it? Just to gain more listeners?
They have a bar on the beach, and I'm pretty sure it just...
So he probably makes all his money off of...
That, or it all goes to charity for some reason.
Okay, well, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the mic bar has now moved to your nose, so you have this really weird Lord Voldemort style thing going on.
Wait, I heard a Voldemort joke earlier and I can't remember where it was from.
Snape kills Dumbledore? Did I just spoil that on the podcast? That's okay.
Spoilers.
Yo, dog, I heard you like spoilers, so we put a spoiler on your spoiler so you can drive a Snape. Well, Snape kills Dumbledore.
That's good. What'd you say though? Who killed Snape? Kills Dumbledore?
Yeah.
Kills Dumbledore. Yeah, I already saw that part. Yeah. So that's not a spoiler.
No, everybody knows that.
Who kills Voldemort? Harry?
I don't know. I haven't actually read the seventh book yet, so I don't know how it ends. So
there's a seventh book?
Yeah.
Is that the one that's cut into two parts on
there?
In the movie? Yeah.
Isn't there another Harry Potter coming out?
Yeah, well, it's not a Harry Potter movie, but
it's like Hogwarts Express or some shit.
I think it's a prequel to the story in the Harry Potter universe. And it's not becoming a book, it's going straight to movie. But it's being written still by J.K. Rowling.
Okay.
It's
or directed or produced or something. She has a heavy hand in it.
God. It's the guys who made the Marauder's Map. It's Harry Potter's dad.
Right. It's that story.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't even know what the Marauder's Map is. I'm a failure at being
in order to use it, you have to say, I solemnly swear that I am up to no good. And then it shows a map of where you are and who's around you, and it has
names. Is
that
the one he used when he was using the cloak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I remember that. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, I kind of want to go back and watch all the Harry Potter movies. I haven't seen them in...
My girlfriend loves all the Harry Potter movies. We'll probably watch them back to back.
Bitches love Harry Potter, dude.
Hey, I've read the first 6 books. That's also why I read Twilight, because bitches love Twilight. I'm just saying.
I got that bitch nothing for Christmas. Bitches go crazy over nothing.
Wow, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, I know. Zing.
Now girls will never be interested in us.
I know. Not at all. They're like, fuck these guys. End the podcast.
Delete.
We don't have Nick. Who's going to be the douchebag?
Somebody needs to fill in for his assholeness.
He can just keep himself assholeness out of the podcast. Maybe we'll get laid one of these days. Well, you guys. Maybe you guys will get one laid. Or maybe Joey will get laid.
Maybe. If I'm lucky.
Joey's not an asshole, guys. Joey's got a huge dick.
Nice guy. Wait.
I don't even know. I think out of all of my male friends, Joey's dick is the only one I haven't seen. And I'm a little proud of that. I'm proud. It's been incidental and non-incidental. Like, my friends would come around and just, like, hammered and naked at a party. And they're like, woo! Oh,
yeah, I saw your dick once. We were at Tiffany's house.
Was I hammered and drunk?
Yes. You were. And, like, you were the only one.
And you were pissing on her couch.
Oh, my God.
That was after I left. But anyway, we went downstairs.
That was something. After you left?
That was after
I left. I didn't piss on the couch then.
You pissed on the couch after I left.
No, then I didn't. Because I know the person who said it, and she makes up so many stories. She said that and Tiffany doesn't even know. Like, she was like, yeah, there was no piss smell.
I don't know.
We didn't wash it or anything, and I was like...
Well, anyway.
Maybe there was just a lot of drool?
I don't know.
I don't know. But I've pissed in some pretty ridiculous
things. I don't know, anyway, we went all downstairs for something. I don't even remember. And then we come upstairs... And everybody's like, where did Cy go? And then we just turn around, and Cy's walking out of the elevator with the pants around his ankles, just without a care in the world.
No way, what?
Dick swinging back and forth, and everybody's just like, what the fuck?
Are you sure that was me?
Yep.
When did this happen? You.
Whenever we were at Tiffany's for, like, her birthday
that huge party, yeah.
It wasn't a huge party, but...
It was, like, a cheerleading party, like, all the cheerleaders...
Yeah, we played Cards Against Humanity. Yeah.
I come out of the elevator?
I don't know. We went downstairs, so something came back up. Yeah, so anyway, Cy's dick was hanging out as he walked out of the elevator.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that was that.
Well, no, like I was saying, though, like, I've seen all of my friends' dick. Accidentally or non-accidentally. Most of them have been non-accidentally. I think Dan's is the only one I've seen accidentally.
Bullshit! You and Ken P jumped in on him in the shower.
Yeah, that's true. That was totally intentional. So that's intentionally.
You had to unlock the bathroom door to get in.
That's true. And we did Party Boy on him while he was in the shower. Do we still have that footage?
No, I deleted that because you used my camera and I was like, delete. I didn't even watch it. I wiped the whole card. Like,
damn it, Joey.
That in the trash.
Damn it.
Now we have to do it again.
He was fat back then, too.
I don't want to tell this story. That's like calling him out hardcore.
Nah, then we'll skip over that story.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys.
We'll wait till he's here to do that one.
Yeah, we'll call him out when he's on the podcast so he can defend himself.
We said it was a joke. Let me just say that. He said it was a joke, but...
We'll talk about it later. Yeah, but anyway, last podcast we determined Dan does the most work in the company, but he doesn't get any credit for it because he's never here. But he edits all the videos, all the podcasts, he does the website, he makes all the food.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. Yeah. Ever. No.
No, it was just the story, so make him feel shitty.
Oh, good, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand why giving him credit would make him feel shitty.
Because it makes... I don't know. There was a reason.
Okay. Dating back to so long ago, when we first made Awesomeware, it was me...
January 17th, 2009.
We were in your bedroom.
We were not. We were in McDonald's when we first came up with the idea.
Yeah, we were.
But briefly thereafter, we went to my bedroom.
Because we had found out that someone made like $500,000 on the fart app.
Yeah, this is the brief history of Awesomeware. It was my parents' anniversary, and I didn't want to go home, so instead I went to your guys' house, and we all went to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then on the TV, on that like G4 McDonald's channel thing, they talked about a guy who made like $500,000 on a shitty iPhone app. And we're like, why the fuck don't we do that?
iPhone apps?
And then, so that's basically how that happened.
But I remember we were talking about trying to get Nintendo to let us make a Pokemon
app. Yeah, that we did in my room. We had that conversation in my room.
I remember that being are you going to be part of this? Are you going to be part of this?
Yes, that's what that was.
And it was me, you, Ben, Dan, and Nick, I believe.
Correct.
I think it was just us five.
I agree.
Ken P was in
there. But Ken P wasn't there till later because he lives in Ohio.
Right.
And he moved, or didn't move down. He came to visit after all that happened. Yeah, and then we kind of included him
in the Air Force.
But he wasn't here.
He was there for the UFail app.
Yes, he was.
He wasn't there for the Pokemon.
Correct.
Which never happened, by the way, guys.
And it probably never will because now
selfish.
We realize that Nintendo is not. Yeah, that's fine. So anyway,
that's fine.
Yeah, it's whatever. Well, now we're doing this, so fuck you. Fuck you. Let us do Let's Plays, pretty please. All right. So anyway, where are we
after
going
we
with that
say
story?
Fuck you?
What story?
I don't know. You had a story about us all being
in
the floor
of
my room.
I remember us That's when it started. Was oh, you're just reminiscing. So apparently, Dan and Nick are kind of part of AwesomeWare.
They
and
will
Nick,
always be part of AwesomeWare, even if we don't want them to be.
Yeah, I know. We can't not make them. We can not pay them.
We could totally make them not part of AwesomeWare. We could. But
they'll always be part of the history, though.
Yeah, they will. That's true. Yeah. Rest in peace, motherfuckers.
They're still alive.
What?
I saw Daniel yesterday.
No, you didn't.
It's a robot.
I made him. Speaking of... oh, my God. I was at work, right? Okay. I break so much shit at work, it's not even funny. Like, you mostly mops. Shit?
Really?
Mostly, shut up. Mostly mops and brooms. But it's like, cause I'm like, I don't know, maybe I have a heavy hand. Like, when I sweep the floor, like, I break mops in half. Like, right where my bottom hand is, like, you know, when you hold a mop, one's in the middle of the mop, one's at the top.
Yeah.
All right. Most of the time, almost 100% of the time, when I break a mop, it's either right in the middle or at, like, the foot of the mop.
Okay.
So. Yesterday, no, not yesterday. When was it? Friday? I think it was Friday. Thursday? No, it was Friday. Definitely Friday because my boss was there. I was mopping the floors and I snapped the mop in half. I'm like, how the fuck did I do that? And I already, like, when I was doing the dishes, the pipe under me broke. So apparently it's my fault the pipe fucking broke, but it's not. Fuck you. So I broke the mop and I was like, all right, I gotta fix this. So I'm like trying to duct tape it. But, like, you duct tape it, and you can still move the top back and forth.
And you're like, this isn't going to stay.
Right. And so, I'm, like, looking through our little, like, we have two little containers, I guess you would call them. And they have a whole bunch of, like ladles and, like, slotted spoons you can cook soup with.
Okay.
Am I making sense? Yeah. There's a whole bunch of that shit in there, but there's, like, random shit. So, I went in, and I found random ones. They're, like, this isn't going to make sense to anybody.
like, okay, try your best.
When you have a deli tray, you have those silver tins that hold everything. It's the things that go between the bars to make sure they stay there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So
the little support beams.
Yeah, but you know how they're like this? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so I had two of them, and I put it around the broken part of the mop and duct taped it to it.
Okay.
And I called it Robo Mop.
Half machine.
Yes.
All of that for that little pun.
Robo Mop. It was so great.
Have you guys seen RoboCop?
No, yeah, I haven't.
I want to go see it.
I heard it was really... it was all right.
You guys want to go see it today? Do you have... well, I don't know if I can. But if I can, you guys want to go see it today?
I have plans.
Damn.
And I have no money.
Okay. Good reasons.
No good money till Friday.
We got to buy a new mic.
That's true.
Right?
All right. No. Yeah, you're right. We'll get new mics first.
Think about our financial success.
You're right. We have to be responsible.
Yeah.
We do not.
I'm on a diet.
You are?
Yeah, we're gonna switch to that now.
Okay, what kind of diet are you on?
All veggie, all fruit. No carbs, no...
you know, yeah, I could never do fruit, that. Right?
No starch. No meat.
No
only,
meat.
Only thing I can have is fish, and I'm gonna try to limit that to, like, maybe twice or three times a week.
Wow.
I want to be in shape for Panama City. I want to look good. That's
literally a week from today.
You're gonna die.
I've dropped 10 pounds in 5 days before. Okay. Before when I did my MMA fight, I was 180 pounds and I dropped down to 170 point something.
When
pounds.
You did that, how long did you stop drinking for?
It was 5 days. I stopped eating meats, everything.
Except tuna. You had tuna.
I did have tuna, but that was the only thing.
But that's arguably meat. People always say that's like, even some like vegetarians will still eat fish.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know why. Vegetarians are supposed to be like against eating.
Well, it depends. Some people are like, my mom's a vegetarian just because she doesn't like meat, not because.
Right. But will she eat fish?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
See, there you go. There's your class A evidence and you don't even know.
I don't. But it doesn't matter. She can make that decision because she's
just true.
She chose to be it because she doesn't like meat. If she likes fish, it doesn't matter.
Oh my God, you want to hear a funny story about vegetarians and vegans?
Sure. Right.
So we're at CC's Pizza. And you remember the story, right?
Kinda.
Okay. We had two friends there. One of them was Nick, I believe. And then probably. Nick's friend.
Going to CC and Nick was there?
We'll give him his nickname Iceman. We called him Iceman.
Oh, okay.
God, I remember this?
All right. And so we had another friend. Let's call her Chick. We'll just call her Chick.
Chick.
Okay. I don't want to give her name. She'll never be on a podcast. Nobody knows her.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of us, a plethora of people at CC's, and we have a huge table, and Iceman's talking to Chick, and he was like, yo, because she was saying she was a vegan for like a year or so, and he was like, oh, I heard that vegans can't open their mouths very wide because they don't eat meat. They can't take big bites. And she was like, what? And he was like, yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. And she was like, I don't know. And he was like, just open your mouth wide. And she opened her mouth as wide as she could, and he threw a piece of bacon down her throat. And she ran to the bathroom and started throwing up. She was very overdramatic, but apparently she ran to the bathroom and started throwing up. And we were dying.
That is so shitty.
Every single person at that table was dying of laughter. Like, we couldn't stop crying. Like, it was so
funny. Wow, that is fucking terrible.
It was hysterical. Like, I loved it. Because she's overdramatic, and she'd only been vegan for a year by choice. So
was it like a I don't want to eat animals thing, or she just wanted to be a vegan?
I think it was just she wanted to be a vegan. Right. And I don't really think she was. Like, I think she went home and, like, stuffed her face afterwards.
She just wanted the social status of being a vegan. Exactly.
She was one of those people.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
It was hysterical. I love it.
She's a hipster.
Yeah.
A hipster. Do you have the glasses that don't actually do anything?
No.
No. I don't actually wear those for a while.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's take those fucking things off.
Those do look stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
Those weren't real glasses.
No.
That's...
retarded.
Can't say anything about it because I used to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
You wore glasses... small framed ones that look cool.
Yeah.
She no, wore like, been, the big.
Oh, this doesn't make it any better.
Oh.
Just because it's a different style of being a hipster doesn't mean it's any cooler.
Well, I wore them with my nerd outfit. Like when I wore a bow tie, my hair was slicked over.
Okay, then that's different. That's almost like an outfit, I guess.
It was kind of.
Okay. I'll accept that.
I wore Nick's hipster glasses. Nick, glasses that he wears, not prescription.
Yes, that's true. I
He's
do know
a
that.
Big hipster.
Also, if you take him off his face, very greasy.
Ew.
Very greasy. He sweats a lot. But anyway.
Seriously, I keep having dreams of being back on the cheerleading team. It kind of makes me miss cheerleading.
I was going to say, those sound like nightmares to me, but okay.
They kind of are, but like seriously. This nightmare that I had was, I'm a pretty good tumbler. I'm like half as good as Ben.
But Ben's pretty good, so half as good as Ben's still pretty good.
Yeah, right? Ben's really good, so half as good as Ben is still good.
I'm okay.
You're good.
He's humble.
He's very humble.
Man, Ben just looks miserable this podcast.
But I can easily throw a round of pants.
I'm coming down with something because I haven't felt good for like the last.
Ben looks like hungover, pissed off at the world, and still mad about the blowfish.
Do you want your phone so you can?
No,
that's why. Goddamn withdrawals. I get it now.
I think that's what he's doing.
I've gone every podcast so far without my phone, no problem.
That's
true.
It's true.
As soon as podcast over,
it's not you that says it. I'm the one who says it.
Says what?
Put away your phones, leave them upstairs.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true.
That's just
no, we're just talking about this one podcast. You don't have a phone problem. Well, during the podcast, normally.
Yeah.
So.
Even in real life, I've toned down my phone.
You've gotten better since we called you out on it, but...
I think he is sick. Like, he's not feeling good because he hasn't moved once. He hasn't... I'm the one that's actually moving and twitching over here, and he hasn't moved one time.
Maybe he's dying.
I think
so. Should we take him to the doctors?
No, I don't have health insurance. That shit's expensive.
If he just dies, just sweep him under the couch. And...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have to move the couch because we had to move the couch for the mics.
Just put me down on the ground where you're going to move the couch.
That's a good idea. I like that idea. All right. It's cool. Me and Sai can lift the couch.
We can actually use this trash can that looks like a urn for his ashes.
That's a good idea.
So we're going to cremate me. Great.
What we'll do is we'll put him on the couch and then we'll light the couch on fire because it'll burn easier. And then we can just put all that in the trash can. We'll just buy a new couch. All
right. We should definitely get a doctor to make sure he's dead because if he's just taking a nap, that's murder.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, we would want to be safe there.
Yeah.
But the benefit is if we burn Ben in the couch, we wouldn't need a third mic, so we could use that money for the new couch.
Ben, you should take a nap.
You should. Because me and Si want a new couch.
I fucking hate you guys
And
so
I don't
want
to pay $30 for a new mic. Well,
but you'll have to pay $30 for a new couch, so it's whatever.
That's true. Shit.
Yeah, we'll get a cheap couch on Craigslist.
Yeah.
It's only one seat. It's not
free,
a couch.
Whatever.
Still a lose-lose situation.
For you.
I hate you guys.
Oh, nerd high five.
Just high five the mic.
I was going to, but I don't
get it. No, let's not do it. No, but these mics, they've got these little like rubber bandy suspender things, and you can like tap this part, and last time I did it, it doesn't, I don't know about that part. I was doing up here.
Yeah, don't hit the actual mic.
Well, you said rubber band things. It's okay.
That's what keeps it from doing it. But if you tap up here, it like absorbs it and it doesn't, you can't hear it. Or at least I couldn't last podcast.
I don't know, man, because I see some pretty fucking big lines on the screen.
Nobody talk.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's picking up.
It's picking up mine.
That's all right. Whatever. Science and stuff.
Whatever. No, it's not that bad.
It's a testing podcast.
Yeah, exactly. It was a learning experience.
It was. I want to see if the rubber bands work, though.
Why are there holes at the bottom of the soda stream?
I have no idea.
Oh, wow.
Probably
rubber bands aren't really...
Bro, stop.
...doing anything.
Sorry.
Here's the podcast where we just tap on the mics for 2 hours.
We're sending
It's
Morse
only
code.
Been 30 seconds. We're not even in an hour yet.
We're not?
No. We're 3 minutes to the hour.
Cool. Can have a three-minute countdown.
It's the final countdown. Jesus Christ.
Speaking of Jesus Christ, I said Jesus Christ... Of course, was playing video games and I was getting really mad. And something happened, and I was like, are you fucking kidding? I was like, Jesus Christ! And Riley's walking around going, Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! And I was like, shit! I didn't say that, because she would have walked around going, shit! Shit!
Jesus Christ! Shit!
Oh, but yeah, no, she says Jesus Christ
a lot. That sounds kind of adorable.
It is adorable.
Kind of in a bad way, but still kind of adorable.
She's in this kissing mode where she just gives kisses to everybody.
Aww.
Like, all over. Like, she'll kiss you on your leg, on your arm, on your head, on your forehead, on your cheek, on your chin. Wherever she can kiss you. She's good.
Kind of adorable.
Like, aw, you're so sweet. And you have to say, aw, you're so sweet, or she'll keep kissing you in that same spot.
Oh, so you have to make her stop.
Yeah. Like, she'll kiss you on your arm and look at you.
It's almost like an
addiction.
And
look at you and kiss you again and look at you. Aw, you're so sweet! It's annoying. It's cute as fuck, but it's annoying after 2 days of it. So
gotcha. It's like the dog. The dog, it just sits on your lap. It's like, it was cute at first. No, it's just annoying.
I want you to get off of my lap. We don't want you here. That's not true. I love lap dogs. Especially big lap
good,
dogs.
Good, you want Fifi?
No. I said big lap dogs.
I like lap dogs when they get baths regularly and they don't smell like death.
Uh-huh. Like, not Patty.
Not Patty.
Patty's not a lap dog.
Yeah, she thought she was.
The son did Kona, but he was big. Kind of fat.
But we liked Kona.
We did like Kona.
Kona was bathed regularly.
Not really,
for the most part.
I mean, he still smelled good.
I guess.
Like, well, you'd wash him if he smelled bad.
I guess.
But it took a while.
If that makes you feel better to think that we did, yeah.
It makes me feel great.
Nah, he was a good dog. This one. Podcast got all sad.
Podcast. The podcast. With Joey, Ben, and Sai. Did we introduce ourselves?
No, we didn't. Oh, we did say it was podcast number 10.
We did. And we did say that Sai's back.
I'm back.
And as usual, it's me and Joey.
Yes.
Ben and Joey.
Ben and Joey. Joey and Ben.
Potato.
Potato.
Tomato.
Cucumber. We just made a great salad.
We did.
Onion. And that's what I put in.
We've said the same things at the same time like 3 times this podcast.
That's, I know. It's weird. It's like we're brothers now instead of me and him.
Yeah. What the fuck? Hey, Ben's getting sick. I'm absorbing his soul. That's what's happening. Oh my
god, that's what's happening.
That's why.
Oh, good. So we'll definitely get that new couch.
When Ben's lifeless body goes limp. All right, time for a new couch, guys.
Shouldn't be too long.
That's sad. Don't say that.
Yeah, because I really want this new couch.
Joey, we can always just get a new couch off Craigslist, like you were saying, without killing Ben.
By killing Ben is an added benefit.
We can easily just throw this one on the lawn.
No, I actually really like the couch. It's a good couch.
It's comfy. I like it.
It was free, too.
I've fallen asleep on this couch before.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, you have. That was actually during one of our Let's Plays.
Yeah, we've actually fallen asleep on it on several different occasions. I've had this couch since I lived in New Tampa.
Like, was this the couch upstairs?
4 years before I even knew you guys.
Wow.
That was the couch upstairs in the big Davis Island house. But I had this couch when
was
I moved to
New
Tampa.
Is this the one in the big room?
The big room that we always watch TV in? Yeah.
Same couch.
I've fallen asleep on this couch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We all have at different points in time.
I didn't know this was couch. It's the same couch. Holy crap. Yeah.
Couch has seen all sorts of sleeping action.
Probably a lot more action than we wanted, though.
Sleeping action.
There was quotes around Ben's sleeping word.
If you couldn't tell by my sarcastic demeanor.
Yeah, as Ben keeps moving behind the microphone. It's
like, he keeps it like way up here to talk. I wonder if it picks it up down here.
It does, but not nearly as strongly. Again, because you've got the little shape of the microphone thing. Yeah.
You just don't feel good. I think it goes all the way around.
Okay, a little bit.
Hi.
Silence.
I know.
It's golden. That tape thing is silver.
Yeah, well, because Ben's not contributing to the conversation. He's sitting here dying without considering the rest of us.
I cut myself today.
You did?
I did.
Emo motherfucker.
No, I was cutting tomatoes, and I have not yet once burned myself enough to cause a blister or a pretty bad burn at work, nor cut myself at work.
Until today.
No,
I cut myself at home. I burnt myself twice in my mom's oven twice within a week of being at her house. And I just cut my finger at my mom's house again. I have yet to
call it a Hello Kitty Band-Aid?
No, it's a regular Band-Aid.
Oh, you are wearing a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
And you're bleeding through it.
It's on the middle finger, so he can show us all by flicking us all. He actually did it on purpose just so he could use that as an excuse.
I don't know how I cut myself sometimes because I'm really like cautious about where I put my fingers. I think it was the knife slipped off the skin of the tomato and went... Right in the mind. Because I felt the serrations
go through my skin.
Oh, so it was a serrated knife. Yeah. Ooh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I cut off part of my finger with a mandolin once.
What's a mandolin?
It's like the little, like...
We just did it again, Si.
I don't even notice.
How do you not know what a mandolin
is? The slicers?
Yeah, the slicers.
The handheld slicers?
Yeah.
Okay. They were given one of those.
Yeah, because I was cutting an eggplant for... We were making ratatouille, and I just kept going, and
I thought ratatouille was a movie.
It was, but it's based off a dish.
Yeah, that is like the whole theme behind the movie.
Right. And I was making it, and my girlfriend at the time had said something to me, so I stopped paying attention to what I was doing and looked up to answer her, and then I just feel something graze my finger, and I'm like, oh shit, this isn't good.
I'm still confused what a mandolin is.
It's a handheld slicer.
And it's got a very thin You know what a cheese grater looks like?
Oh, okay.
But it's just the slicer part, and you just...
Okay, yes.
Razor fucking sharp.
But yeah, that's kind of what it's designed for.
Right. But no effort at all to slice through anything. Like, you could just move your hand, like...
Technically, it should stay like that forever, because the only reasons knives get dull is because it hits a cutting board, like a chopping board or something.
Right.
And or they go through the dishwasher.
Well, yeah, that's the only reason it gets, dull. That makes sense. Things that don't hit or chopping blocks or cutting boards...
Such as the slicers.
Yeah, they should never get dull, apparently.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you still use that Yoshi ceramic blade thing?
I did. It broke.
It really? Wasn't that the whole marketing thing that they didn't break?
Yes, it was the whole thing. The tip of it broke off.
Oh, no, I remember that because it broke off as you took it out of the package.
Yep.
But did the rest of the knife work?
Okay. Yeah, no, it worked really good, and I never had to sharpen it. It was still really good.
Would you buy it again?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
I actually would.
Yeah. You actually tried to.
That's true. We were at Target. It was $20 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't need it because I have three knives that are fucking beautiful.
Right, you have good knives.
Yeah. I always take care of my knives. I'm a cook. That's what I do.
You should make me chicken.
Oh my god, speaking of chicken, I will make us... We have to do an awesome live of me cooking.
Okay.
Because...
We could totally do that as a channel. Like,
yes, we could totally cooking. Do that as a channel. We could totally do that.
Or not a channel, like a playlist.
Yeah, a playlist. But... I made...
In between side breaking shit, he likes to cook.
The light side of Psy or the dark side of Psy?
We should totally make that a playlist. The light side of Psy and the dark side of Psy. Right.
Breaking shit. Cooking meals for the family.
Beautiful meals for the family. But yeah, no, I'm all for making food.
We could have a Russian roulette style playlist where it randomly selects between...
Between nice cooking tutorials and side breaking shit.
That's true. We should totally do that. Near future, look for it, guys. Gonna happen.
Yeah. In fact, I would be
I'm kidding, it'll happen.
I would be more inclined to doing the cooking thing first.
Yeah, no, I'm all about because that. We don't need much for it.
I was gonna say, I think our current setup, we're in a better position to do the cooking show than the breaking shit show.
100%.
Because money and space.
And the last thing I made enough for everybody in my house. My mom, my stepdad, me, and my brother. I made 4 pieces of chicken, and it was cooked in a chicken gravy. Like, I pan made a chicken gravy. It was so good. And nothing was left for Ben. I had 2 pieces left in the fridge for Ben. My mom ate both of them. That's how good it was. She had one, I had one, and then my mom ate the other 2 for lunch.
Yeah, because I came home from Orlando this weekend, and I saw it. I'm like, oh, that looks good. I'm going to eat it when I wake up tomorrow.
There is nothing worse than getting home late at night, seeing, a nice dish or leftover food, and you're like, oh god, I can't wait to have that tomorrow. And then you wake up tomorrow and it's fucking gone.
That's why I don't wait till the next day. I'll eat something at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't give a fuck. I'll eat something at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm not hungry. I just ate. I'm looking forward to eating something good tomorrow.
Right.
That's true.
And then you wake up and you're like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. Oh, but I do have that food waiting for me.
Does anyone else have that problem?
And then you use that effort to get out of bed and it's not there.
And then it's just disappointment.
So disappointing.
Does anyone else have the problem where you go to a restaurant and there's so many good things on the menu that you want to get them? But you know you're not going to eat everything if you order everything.
That's why Koizie's great, because I can keep ordering.
Right.
That's true.
And then I give you huge fucking...
I have been called... what's the word?
Gay?
Indecisive. Fuck you.
I am super indecisive.
Indecisive when it comes to restaurants. I'm the last person to order food, because I have no idea what I want. No.
Because I have to make that decision instantly, and then I regret it later.
Yeah, see, then you regret it. That's why you don't make your time. Exactly.
But if I take my time, then I'll never order, and I'll just sit there like a dumbass with my thumb up my ass.
You do that anyway. It's
fine. Oh!
You guys...
It's pick on day, Ben Day. It's pick on Day Ben. It's pick on Day Ben. Pick on Ben Day.
I'm not saying anything else for the rest of the podcast.
No, you're not going to interview. Then we have nothing to do.
We're hurting Ben's feelings.
Oh. You are. Breaking my heart. That's my imaginary heart.
We still love
it. It's part of the dynamic. It makes the podcast better at your expense.
Yeah.
So
I had somewhere to go. Oh, but whenever I go to like 7-Eleven or something, I'm like, man, I want chips. I'll sit in that store for 30 fucking minutes trying to pick the chips.
Absolutely.
You would think I was making a decision that could save or end the world with my bag of chips.
That's what I do in the candy aisle.
Same happens there too. Or trying to pick a soda from the soda fountain, and I always end up with Cherry Coke, and if I don't, I'm like, fuck, I should have gotten Cherry Coke. So I think I've reached the point in my life now where I know I'm going to get Cherry Coke, so I always get Cherry Coke.
True.
Or Pepsi, doesn't matter.
But going back to the chip selection at 7-Eleven, the steakhouse chips, the 7-Eleven brand steakhouse chips?
Yes, those are really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Never had them.
Yeah, in fact, you left a bag here the other day and I finished them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Fear of it tasting like A1 sauce, I never got them.
No, they do kind of taste like A1, but they taste a lot like steak.
I disagree. I don't think they taste like A1 sauce. They taste more like steak. Because I don't like A1 sauce.
We should mix them up on the way out of here.
I will eat a steak plain, like going to a high class restaurant.
Well, that's how you're supposed to.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, no, fuck A1 sauce. I don't.
From the seasonings, like the steak should be great. If I go to like an Applebee's, I'm going to get A1 sauce. I'm not expecting that steak to taste like
anything. I'm not
saying
the steak's all that great at Applebee's, but I still wouldn't get A1 sauce.
Are you a Heinz 57 guy?
I'm a no steak sauce guy. I'm a
you're weird.
Salt.
I'm a eat the steak off the cow kind of guy.
Oh, that's even cooler.
But no,
I would eat steak raw if it wasn't cold.
I hate going to restaurants and people ordering a steak and be like, can I get A1 with that? Like, especially at a higher class. I'm like,
oh yeah, no.
I'm going to fucking punch you in the mouth so hard right now.
I will at least take a bite of that steak first before I order A1. I have to. Just to taste like the realness of the steak.
I wonder if anyone's ever gone to Burns and asked for A1 sauce.
They probably don't have it. And if they do, it's to smash it over the back of your head when you ask for it.
That's what I would hope for.
How do you guys order your steaks? Do you get them like...
I used to get a medium rare, all the time, but now I get a medium.
See, I used to get them rare and now I get a medium rare.
Yeah.
Because I found too many places when you order it rare, leave the cold center.
Yep.
Which I don't like the cold center. I want it just to be warm. But like I said, I need it raw as long as it's warm.
We had to order ours medium at Burns because it was such a thick piece of steak that it was still cold in the middle.
Yeah, no, depending on the cut, like if you're like 6 ounce cut and it's like $12, then that 6 ounce cut is going to be skinny but fat as shit. So you have to order it medium for it to be looking like a medium.
Right. Well,
medium
I know, because you know how I bought all those steaks forever ago?
Yeah.
Well, the first steak he ended up cutting like twice as thick as the other ones just because like he cut it and I was like, do you want this steak? And I was like, no, can I go thinner than that? So anyway, and I cooked that one, and I cooked it for like 3 times as long, and the center was still cold.
Jeez.
Just because it was that much thicker. So.
Yeah. I'm a big grill guy. And we don't use our grill at work. We use our flat top. I cook burgers on a flat top. You know how demeaning that is to a cook? I cook burgers on a flat top grill.
That is kind of disappointing and sad.
I mean, I used the grill one time, and the burger turned out phenomenal, but... It's a hassle to clean it and turn it on just for a burger. It's annoying. So
gotcha. So Thursday, you're making me a burger oven.
If you want a burger. I made a burger the other day and it was fun.
What's Thursday? Why are we getting burgers? Why wasn't I invited?
It's the next day I work.
Yeah, it's the next day he works.
I have today and tomorrow off work, so.
Oh, that's nice.
It's my weekend right now.
That's weird.
But and then I have Saturday off.
I don't have a weekend.
It's like my Wednesday. I get my hump day off.
I get to make my own hours.
Oh, by the way.
Fuck you.
Never mind.
Okay, we'll talk about it after.
I just gotta fuck you, so never mind.
No, I was talking to Joey, saying he has to make his own hours.
Yeah, I do. It's great. It's fantastic. Anyway, back to the house thing we talked about like an hour ago. As long as my work keeps up how it is now, I can definitely move in with you guys.
Well, the only thing we need is
For you to go back to that.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, we do. We don't need a third bedroom buyer anymore, because we're just getting into bedroom. We just need, like, electricity.
Gotcha. Or I was thinking internet. I'd pay for the internet.
I think cable is included with the rent.
I actually looked. It's basic cable for a discounted price that you would actually get cable for.
Yeah, but what do we need cable for?
We don't need cable.
You have the internet.
Yeah. And I was looking at the highest speed internet is just as much as if you were to get cable and internet.
And phone.
No, just cable and internet for a lower speed. The highest speed was like 50 over like 1. I don't know.
50 over 1?
It's ridiculous.
That's terribly shitty. We'd have to come back to this. Over 1?
What do you have?
35 over 35.
Oh, so like the higher goes, the less, and the bottom is not good?
It's not like a fraction. It's download speed, upload speed.
Okay. This one was like 50 and probably 50. I don't know. Or 75 and something. I don't know. It's hot. No, 80. I remember it being 80.
80 and what?
I don't remember. But it was Verizon Fios, and it was the highest speed they had.
Okay, so it's probably 80 and 25.
I think
I did at the time.
80 and 35 or 80 and 25? Remember?
Probably 80 and 25, okay. I would guess. Which is fine. That's acceptable.
I don't know about using Verizon anymore, though.
Really?
Because we talked about it last week, they wanted to raise prices for gamers to use internet.
No, it was on the topic list. We never brought it up.
Oh, we never brought it up?
Well, we should bring it up now.
We should bring it up.
Segue!
Because Verizon was the one who raised the price on Netflix, right?
Yeah, well, and Netflix first was saying, you know, we're not going to do that, and if you do, we're going to tell all of our customers it's your fault. And apparently they rolled over like a little bitch and said, okay, Verizon, we'll do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So now Verizon's getting fucking headstrong and saying, oh, well, we're going to make internet more expensive for gamers.
I'm not buying Verizon then.
Oh, yeah. Man. Fuck that. Where's that Google Fiber at?
Right? Google Fiber's going to come in and just knock these companies out of it.
Hurry up.
And supposedly Comcast and Time Warner are talking about an acquisition.
No, it's already happened. Comcast bought Time Warner.
Like, actually happened, or it's...
Actually happened.
I think it's still, like, I read a story, like, not an hour before we started the podcast that it's been challenged, which leads me to believe they're in the stages of buying, but they're at the stage where other people have to now can say, why do you think this acquisition should not happen, from my limited understanding.
Because Comcast fucking sucks.
Comcast sucks, Time Warner sucks, and the two of them going together is a bad thing.
Right. It's going to equally suck twice as bad.
Right. Because you're getting the monopoly, which they're already pretty much a monopoly, and now you're having a monopoly of a monopoly, which is sucky for everybody. Which is actually kind of the problem with Netflix, too, is it's a monopoly problem, and Netflix is the only company that does what Netflix does. Right. So there's no competitor to say, no, we're not going to take Verizon's deal. But Netflix was just like, okay, well, it's not like our customers are going to go anywhere else.
That's true.
I mean, you have Hulu,
it's still fucked up. Yeah,
oh, no, it's still fucked up. I'm just... That's kind of the dangers of having a monopoly.
Damn it.
No. Pretty shitty.
So what internet should we go with?
I don't know, because the other option is Bright House, who's actually Time Warner, who was just bought by Comcast. Shitty, yeah. We're in a lose-lose situation here.
We are.
At least Verizon has higher speeds, so let's go with Verizon.
I guess. I just don't want to have to pay more, because it's literally, if we were to, it was something in 15. What was it? It was like 50 and 15 or 35 and 15.
That's still acceptable. It's not as great as what I have here, but it's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yeah.
But Google Fiber, you get a gig over a gig. Yeah. So.
Fuck yes. I want that. But I was looking at them all, and it was like phone and or internet and cable was like $89 a month. After taxes, would be like $130 a month, which is
a lot of fucking taxes.
Yeah, stupid. But I was looking at internet. The highest speed internet is $89.99.
I'd much rather just get the internet.
Yeah, that's what I'm down for.
Because we have cell phones. We need
Netflix.
And we're all on the internet, so we're going to need the highest one they have.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so we're good. We're all in agreement that internet...
Internet over cable.
What my thought was going to be is I would just... If I actually moved in with you guys, I would just pay the internet bill every month. And that would be my contribution.
Acceptable. I like that.
Okay. And then...
I want to get you a nice futon couch, though. I don't want you sleeping on that couch and be like, this bitch is uncomfortable. Like,
yeah, I already have back problems. I don't need to be sleeping on a shitty couch.
Yeah.
You know, something I finally realized that I'm getting old is I used to be able to fucking fall asleep anywhere.
Jerry, you're not old. Shut up. You're not even able to drink yet. Shut your fucking mouth.
But anyway, so what I was saying is I used to be able to sleep anywhere. Like, I could fall asleep on a table, on a floor, in a bathroom on the floor, in a bathtub, wherever I needed to sleep for... You know, whatever reason.
Yep. I remember those.
Yep. And I'd be fine.
Wait a minute. You fell asleep on a floor not too long ago.
I slept on a floor this weekend in Miami or Orlando. And I was fucking miserable. I could not fall asleep. I'd fall asleep for like 20 minutes and then wake back up.
Oh, yeah. It's
and it was miserable.
Yeah, it is
miserable. And I used to be able to sleep anywhere. Now I can't.
See, I can't sleep anywhere or anytime anywhere. Because, like... I'll sleep for 20 minutes, and then I'll instantly wake up.
That's true. Usually up to like 4 o'clock in the morning at night, and like I can hear Ben toss and turn the whole night. Yeah. It's annoying to me.
But you guys sleep like across the house from each other.
No. We sleep in the same room right now. My mom took my old bedroom.
Oh, right. So how do you fit both beds in Ben's room? Ben's room's always been kind of small.
When both beds.
No, it's not my bed.
Oh.
Ben, you know the space between the foot of Ben's bed and his closet?
Yes.
Perfect amount of space for a twin or queen size bed? Twin size. Full size bed.
Right between a twin and a queen.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I need a bigger bed. I'm too big for my bed.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a small twin bed.
Do you want a full size bed?
I don't have room for a full size bed.
My mom works for the hotels and they get rid of all their beds and
not
she has queen anymore.
And she works for Mainsail, which is apartments now.
Oh, they're apartments now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, still, she gets tons of beds.
Well, hey, maybe we can see.
That's what I'm sleeping on right now.
Hey, yeah, maybe we can get a couch there.
No, mom's discount was still, like, after discount was still, like, $1,100 for a two-bedroom.
No.
Was it?
Yes, it was. At those apartments right next to where she works.
So anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
Metro. Moving on to things people kind of care about.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about the shit.
No, they don't. But if you're looking for an apartment in the Tampa area, and your budget happens to be $1,100 per month.
I thought that was for the 3-bedroom, but whatever.
I don't know.
It
doesn't matter.
Who cares, Ben?
Yeah, who cares?
Moving on to another topic. Let's talk about...
dicks.
Wow. I think we're out of topics. Now we're in.
Man, I'm completely the opposite this time. I've brought up dicks both times.
Yeah, hour and 18 minutes.
This has been the backwards podcast.
Yeah, we all make fun of Ben and Joey talks about dicks. This is weird.
Yeah, this is so weird.
Holy shit, you know why? Because we moved the couch over there, and my chair over the couch is. Right.
Holy shit.
There must be some sort of like dick vibe going on in this part of the room down here.
And that corner of the room, just nothing but dicks.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I want to go home.
We're what, an hour and... How long did you say?
Hour and 15. Or hour 15? 18. Hour and 20 almost.
Yeah, I mean, we're probably getting close to wrapping up time, right?
Yeah.
This is pretty good without having a topic list.
This is good. We've done pretty great. This is like a reminiscing story time podcast.
Yeah.
Which was what we wanted to do for like the second one.
Yeah. I think we cut here we are, out of it.
Double digits.
Hey, yeah. The big
before
one.
Before you know it, we'll be legal. Then we'll be drinking. Then we'll be 100 and older.
First we'll
than
be
turtle.
Teens. And then we'll be legal.
Yeah, I guess we'll be a teenager. Then we'll be legal. Then we'll... Well, we can drive before that.
Yes.
Then we can.
So we'll be teens. We'll be driving. Then we'll be legal.
Then we'll be alcoholics.
Then we'll be alcoholics.
Just like that.
And then we'll get our car insurance lowered.
Yes. The final chapter in our life.
The
turning 25.
Final chapter.
Let's count down. Though. Shut up.
Okay.
He was making it relevant.
I was making it relevant.
Or not. All right. Well,
wow, that was a great read out of the podcast.
Yay. All right, so...
Yeah, maybe we can do some Let's Play. I gotta figure out my schedule, and then we can play it out.
I think I have to run to work.
Already?
It is
3:40, you do.
Mm. All right, well...
This has been fun. This was a good podcast. I like these daytime podcasts, because now I can go and do other shit.
Yeah.
It's not like I have to go home and go to sleep now.
I feel like I'd like it more if I didn't feel like shit today, but...
Yeah, you've been pretty miserable this podcast.
Yeah.
But it's okay, because it made you a good butt for a lot of our jokes.
Oh, yeah.
It improved the quality of the podcast.
It did.
Alright.
Thanks, Ben.
No problem, guys. Anytime. Just kidding. Next time, I'll be the one throwing jokes at people.
No, you won't.
You're right.
Did anybody see that photo of me and Dan's conversation on Facebook?
Yes.
Thank you. He actually texted me after that, and he was like, I hate you. And I was like, oh, I said whatever, or something like that. And he was like, I'm going to seriously get you back. I was like, no, you won't.
Yeah, you gotta send me that picture now for Linked Up.
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
Although last week I totally dropped the ball and I didn't post Linked Up because I was too tired.
Whatever, it happens. So.
And this week we don't really have a Linked Up. We have that picture and a meteor thing. We talked about a meteor thing for a brief 45 seconds.
Yeah, to open up.
Anyway.
That's about it.
Well, thanks for listening. And now the podcast got really loud. Isn't this weird?
Oh my God.
Benjamin, would you like to jump in for our closing statements?
Me and Ben are about to kiss.
Thank you for...
No, we're not.
Thank you for watching the Frosted Gaming Fishbowl podcast, and we will see you next week for podcast number 11.
Sayonara, motherfuckers.
Later.